Before we bow out for a little while, let's take a look at what is happening on the Bryant Park Project website. Laura Conaway, our web editor, is here with the music. Hey, Laura.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm well.
So we do have that Pepsi slideshow with those amazing images Laura Silver put together with this old Pepsi jingle. And it's pretty cool to think about images like that that show African-American families drinking Pepsis ever having been anything remotely pioneering.
Yeah.
But there they are. And I do think that the appearance of the U.S. Secretary of Commerce is kind of amazing. So, you know, we have this Facebook group, and I don't bring in comments from listeners too much. It's up over 1,100 members right now, which is pretty good. If you want to sign up for it, you can go to npr.org/BPP Facebook.
How many friends do you have on Facebook personally?
You know, I don't remember. I think I'm going to guess in the neighborhood of 200.
Okay. Whenever someone asks me to be their friend and I don't know who they are, I do a little research. And whenever someone has more than 2,000 friends, I say no. They're just friend accumulators.
Yeah, it's not really possible.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think everybody on the show comes in for a little bit of guff. I once came in for guff on the Facebook group for misspelling newsletter. But you took some from Nina Jaffe of Burlington, who wrote in on July 4th of all days to say that you have fallen victim to the shtuh epidemic.
Well, actually, I don't like to talk about this too much, but when I was a kid...
Yeah, you're a small child. Right?
She
says you say stress and strong.
Yeah.
So I want to challenge you to say sprite.
Well, actually, it's a little painful because when I was a kid, I was diagnosed with something called bilateral dysphony. And I spent many, many years trying to overcome it. It's the one.
Wow.
So it's like really... I don't know. I don't like to... No, I'm just kidding.
That's intense.
I'm just kidding.
Say sprite.
I gotcha.
Come on, be brave. Say sprite.
Sprite.
All right.
Sprite.
Resting my case.
Sprite. Distract. My friend does point out I'm a big shtishter.
Shtish, yes.
But I will say that Nina Jaffe of Burlington can kiss my...
I'm going to stop right there. Do you remember that segment we did about the girl who had school phobia?
Yeah.
It's Rebecca Makish from Palmerton, PA. She's 17. We did a thing about her not being able to go to school, and a lot of people wrote in after that trying to diagnose her problem.
That's what the web's good for.
That's what it's good for. A couple people said her mom was coddling her. A couple of psychiatrists came in and said she actually has attachment disorder. Excuse me.
You mean attachment to her mom?
Yeah, overly attached or something like that. Too attached. But this one listener, Jennifer Natko, who lives outside Scranton, Pennsylvania, wrote in with another idea. Jennifer said that she used to panic at school, and then she found out she had this problem called secondary adrenal deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
It means her body doesn't make enough of this key hormone for controlling stress. It's cortisol, and she started taking it a couple years ago.
The first time I took cortisol, I felt like I was breathing for the first time in my life. It was amazing change.
Wow.
So, yeah. And it's amazing that more doctors don't know about it.
So you took one cortisol pill and just right away you felt better?
Within the first two doses, within a day.
You know, I need some cortisol.
Yeah.
I need some cortisol, Mike, because Trish McKinney just said in my ear that I just said stress.
Yeah, we all say if you think too much about what you say, you can't say anything.
Clearly it's, not.
It gets you crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, what do you think? Secondary adrenal deficiency?
You know, you hate to diagnose from afar, but it's definitely that. No, I mean, come on. With the whole, oh, Rebecca's making it up. Oh, her mom's coddling her. Oh, there's no such thing as school phobia. We each have our own particular set of circumstances.
I tried out secondary adrenal deficiency at home, and the response I got was, oh my God, I've had enough of that. But I don't know. I mean, she takes the cortisol 4 times a day.
It could help.
It works.
Yeah.
Makes her feel better.
Rebecca went to modeling school. That doesn't seem to be a better way to address the problem than some cortisol.
I think I'm going to stick with the cortisol.
Yeah. Or maybe some Bond medicated powder. I hear there's nothing that can't do.
It's easier on the schedule.
Laura Conaway edits our website and blog. We're online at npr.org/Bryant Park and npr.org/BPP Facebook. Is that true? Can't just go to Facebook and figure it out?
Yeah, come on.
There's a lot of ways. There's also twitter.com/BPP.
Don't be scared of it.
We're all over the place. And that is it for this hour of the BPP. We're always online. I'm going to give the website again, npr.org/Bryant Park. Or you could just go to npr.org, navigate from there. You're good at the web. You know how to get around. I'm Mike Pesca, and this was the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.